Well, the second week of January didn't start off very well as we saw USDA do a data dump and all of their four reports were a little bit bearish to the grains, especially to the corn side as we saw a much larger than expected increase in production. As the trade was not expecting to see an increase in production, that really sent the market in a downward spiral. But then we spent the rest of the week digging ourselves out of that as we saw the major hit come in on place on Monday. We did all of a sudden start to see a price level that where it encouraged a lot of buying. And from there, we saw a lot of flash sales coming into play last week in the export side for both corn and soybeans. So it shows that we've gotten to a price of encouraging a little bit of world demand. As far as the other news that kind of helped come in and support the market, there was rumors of E15 year-round being floated around. Also, looks like EPA is going to, in sometime in March, come with their ruling for the renewable fuel standards. So all that came in to help support the market the rest of the week. And besides the strong demand, that also came into play. Overall, we're sitting at some pretty strong support lines. You know, Minneapolis wheat hit new contract lows again, bounced off of that. And we're at the bottom end of the ranges as far as corn and soybeans are concerned. Now, we're starting to build another base, and hopefully this base will start to hold as we go into the spring. Now, we are also looking at harvest starting to expand as far as Brazil is concerned, and that will take away our exports here in the short term. But for right now, our exports have been fairly strong, especially in the corn side, and with China now reaching their 12 million metric ton of purchases of U.S. soybeans, hopefully we can start to see the shipments pace start to pick up. Overall, these grains are going to be looking at weather in South America. They're going to be looking at exports, and that's going to be the driver here as we go through the next couple weeks.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.